Now that you've been through the Sefer, if we'll take the time to sit and investigate and meditate on the koiches nafshi that we have, let's see what he means. Most Westerners actually get anxious when they even think about doing this. The Yetzirah doesn't give us time, not even time, to just be alone with ourselves. Yetzirah is much happier if you take a trip up to the Tzafon. I'm not saying you shouldn't do this, it's a good thing to do. Not, no one's belittling any of this stuff. Aval, you're so busy doing all this Hasidic stuff and Kivrei Tzadikim stuff and Sugulas and whatever. Kudoyme. Ukudoyme. He says, Chumra is Maisa Hasidic, Kivrei Tzadikim, Sugulas is Ukudoyme. Oh, Chumra is also Chumra is Maisa Hasidic. Sorry. The tifrach in me didn't see that. Matarosi shelonatsu rerega es merutzes achayim. He doesn't leave us alone for 1 second from the pace of life. V'natchil ha'am ikvul izboinan mi ani be'emes. Wow, what a question. Mi ani be'emes. Shoo, mi onu be'emes. Get in touch with who I really am without any external connection. The single biggest problem facing the Jewish people today is what? This. We're totally disconnected from our das, from our own inner reality. Totally disconnected. Most people don't even know that it's there, and if they do not say, they don't get in touch with it. Not a clue how to even start the subject. Me, ani. But everything that comes after that has to be prefaced on the fact that I'm here. And if I'm not here, then who's this guy that's having all these, that's got all these problems and difficulties and insights? And whom are? Me, ani, be'emes. Wow. Powerful. Hayetzi yodei sheyedia kazu kashihi chayderes el alev. The Yetzirah knows when a person does get in touch with this and it's mamash engraved, carved into your heart, hihi kabbalos ha-malchus shamayim. There's no way to get in touch with Hashem without this ani. Without knowing what ani is, you can't get in touch with Hashem. One of Hashem's names actually is ani. Aleph Nun Yud. It's one of his names. You can't. Hillel, when he arrived at the Simchus Beis HaSheva, and he says, "Imani kan kulu kan." Hillel was the humblest man in the world. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was the humblest man in the world, but he was pretty close to Moshe. Hillel was the pinnacle of Anova. So he arrives at the Simchus Beis HaSheva, and he says, "If I'm here, everyone's here. That's it. I've arrived. It's cool." You know, he wasn't some teenager living in 2018. You know, if I'm here, everything's here. That's not what he was saying. Imani, if my inner reality is here, then the real ani is here. That's how I'm unfortunately explained Pshatka. Without that, there's no imuna. You can't start imuna, you can't start Hashem, you can't start teaching anything. If we don't take time out to discover who we really are. And more than that, you've got to take time out to understand how you go about finding who you really are. Western thinking is geared to external thinking. Empirical thinking, empirical data, proofs, all five senses process knowledge. That's what the Western world is. Westerners are very uncomfortable with the inner intuitive reality. Very uncomfortable with it. The Eastern world is much more comfortable with that. They're not so comfortable with the external aspects of the dimension. Aval, we're very uncomfortable with getting in touch with things that can't be empirically proved and can't be apprehended via the five senses.
It's a Greek, it's like Yavan.
The problem is without getting rid of the five sense processor, you'll never get in touch with who you really are. You can't get in touch with who you really are using the five senses. Desler has an amazing essay on this, fantastic essay on this. We have to learn this in order to get in touch with. If this is what Kabbalah Samol Chushamayim about, if this is what the sort of Imunah is, there's no surprise that there's no Imunah out there. You can hack Imunah the whole day, okay? If you don't have an understanding of how you get in touch with that, you can't start. You can't start the subject. So, my first recommendation, which number you're going to take, so we might have to do it here, is Rabbi Tetz has a Shia called Das Inner Knowledge. Okay? Highly recommended. You can get it wherever you get Rabbi Tetz. Sure, just Google Rabbi Tetz Das Inner Knowledge. It was part of his Imunah series that he gave many, many years ago. It's probably on our website as well. We have all of Tetz's early sharing on our website. It's number 8, I think, in the Imunah series. Das Inner Knowledge. It's well worth the hour. If you come away with nothing else from there except knowing that you know nothing, that's also worthwhile. Mum is big time worthwhile. But it's an impossible subject to talk about because the vehicle is not words. You can't talk about the subject because by definition, the subject exists outside the realm of the five senses and the logical brain computer processor. It can only be grasped in the inner world, and the inner world functions without words. How are you going to talk about it? So he found a way to talk about it. It's quite amazing. The first 20 minutes of the shiz explaining why you can't talk about it. And then he goes on and speaks for another hour on amazing, amazing shit. So do that. When you've done that, let me know, and then we can go weiter. And if not, then we might have to try and... I don't want to try and address it. It's much too difficult to talk about. It's a very, very hard subject to talk about. But without that, nothing else starts. No Torah, no Imunah, nothing starts without that shit. So he did us an enormous service by giving the shir. So go listen to the shir. It's critical, it's critical. I mean, it's been worrying me for a long time.
And who did you say gives the shir?
Rabbi Akiva Tetz. T-A-T-Z. Tetz. Akiva Tetz.
Okay.
If you haven't heard about him or heard him, it's about time you started. There are people in the world today that haven't heard of Rabbi Akiva Tetz? No? That's a bigger pella than we had a good moment. Wow. Okay.
I'm not good with names.
I'm going to tell him, put him in his place. There's one Bolshev in the world that hasn't heard of him. That's like, no, seriously, I'm not even. If you don't listen to anything else or do anything else in your life, you have to listen to that shit. You have to, because I don't know how you begin without it. Okay. He doesn't bring this shit down in the book. I don't see it written anywhere. Now, the books itself are better, they're all worthwhile reading. I'm just saying, this particular shir, you should listen to all his shirim and listen, read all his books and all, you know, and do Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Sifrot, Torah's Kaanim as well. You have to master Zohar also when you've done all of that. I mean, there's a lot of work to do. But before you do any of that, you have to first, you can't learn anything until you learn Aleph Beis. This comes before Aleph Beis. This is the shir you need before you even start with Aleph Beis. I can't tell you how important it is. I go back to it regularly. I listen to it regularly because it needs constant chizuk, as he's saying, yeah. So, in a kol tolu boi ubishvili nivra ilam, we've spent the last few months coming to terms with who the world was created for. Hamashmoi si shakorish bochum machakali utsarichoti kaviyochol. I need to know who I am. If Hashem's waiting for me in bishvili nivra ilam, who's this li? Who am I? What am I? How do I get in touch with myself? In a non-verbal way. Yesh li tafkin miyuchad sherak ani yoichel lebatzei oto, ve'im kein, alai lanal eschai b'yeser etzinut, achrayes u'mesirus. Since the whole world waiting for me, since the purpose of creation is not going to be fulfilled, I'll do what I came in this world to do, I start taking my life much more seriously. Therefore, the Yetzer is heavily invested in hiding this from me. Derzeit. Deine Schalonede, wenn Nakiris Mochus, Hamatana, war Ische, Hagodel, Hamatzapim Lande. He hides away from us the truth. Don't focus on what Hashem's got for you. Don't focus on anything. Don't focus. And Baruch Hashem, he's got so much today to keep us busy. It's unbelievable how much time you can waste doing nothing. Thinking your mom is busy and being productive. If you're doing nothing and you know you're doing nothing, that's great. You want to sit under a tree and practice breathing, that's amazing. But you know how many hours a person can spend thinking he's doing something and he did nothing? That's it, just don't think. We continue to be sad and depressed and miserable and frustrated. The whole Agdama to the share you give on addiction. Since I'm sad and I'm depressed and I'm miserable and I'm frustrated and my life's not worth anything. So now I'm mati myself everything. I'm potting myself from responsibility, I'm potting myself I'm a miskin and I'm need rachamim and I need so I'm mati myself the world. Everything. There was Noach's mistake, by the way. Noah came out of the Teva and did what? Planted a vineyard. Could you blame him? Could you blame him? The American soldiers that liberated the concentration camps, some of them went completely stark raving mad. They lost it, they couldn't. Imagine walking into Auschwitz, not knowing what to expect. They went mad from it, they couldn't comprehend. Imagine Noah coming out of the Teva, nothing's left. None of his family except the three boys. His neighbors, his friends, the whole world was completely destroyed. You begrudge him, like a one night just to chill, before he starts rebuilding the world. Miskenani, he was the biggest misken in the world. Better to be dead than to be surviving a situation like that. Remember what was going through his mind? What's pshat? Bishvilin Evraila, get on building. You come out of a holocaust with us and said, the first thing you do is stop building. Consolation you look for later. It's not time for consolation. We're looking for consolation. You look for consolation because you don't understand. There's work to be done. The only reason we're here today from is because there were a few people that came out of the holocaust and said, ain't time for consolation. We have to rebuild. And they started building. That's why we have what we have today. One of which Rav crawled out of the holocaust, having lost his entire city, yeshiva, and family. And what did he do? Started building a yeshiva. Rommel was 4 days away from. He was facing another holocaust. Rommel, do you know what Rommel would have done if he got here? Rachmana Litzlan. What was he doing? He was building a yeshiva. A yeshiva. 1,000 people on that hill, like the other learning Torah. He went and built the cemetery where Arulay was buried now. The first thing he did in Badrach, he bought this piece of land and he set it aside for a cemetery. He said, what are you doing? There were like 6 huts in Bnei Brak at the time. Like, are you building this? Thousands of what are you talking about? You're going to be a big city out there. Are you mad? Rabbi Aaron Kotler thought he was mad, Shraga Kotler, Rabbi Aaron's grandson, told me that his father, Rabbi Shneer, told him, and Rabbi Aaron went with Rabbi Shneer to meet the Ponovitch Rav, and the Ponovitch Rav told him what he had in mind. Rabbi Aaron told him afterwards, he said, Nebuch, what the Holocaust did to him, he's lost it. That's Rabbi Aaron telling you that he's mad, okay? It's not me telling you mad. There's the biggest Meshuggah that landed on the shores of America. Okay, tells you Meshuggah, you must know, that's a Haskamba. Rabbi thought the Ponovitch Rav had lost it. Shraga told him this himself. Heard from his father. Rabbi Aaron thought the Ponovitch Rav was completely blown. That means even Rabbi Aaron couldn't see rebuilding here. He could see America here. He couldn't see it. Do you understand what's going on here? You don't console. Why do we console? Why do we look for consolation? Why do we mutter ourselves all sorts of... Because we don't recognize who we are. We don't understand. Hayetzi Yodeis HaEmes Ki HaShpitz Yiddishkeit. That the pinnacle of Judaism, Tremah Nakuda Yehudut, Hi HaKesha Pnimit. is the inner connection that we have. First with ourselves, that's Avraham Avinu, and then with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Yitzhak, and that's Hashem. We'll get there in about 10 pages. Living with Hashem. They'll take away with you for everything. He'll give you everything, just not that. Just not that. That you've got to fight for yourself. Move a Gemara. This is a mighty good Gemara, this. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Kalcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kalcha had a, let's learn some Gemara here. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kalcha had a lachik shale. Lama kodma pashas shma lebahoyim shemoya. Why? When we say Shema, everyone said Shema this morning. If not, go quickly do it now. Why do we say Shema? We say Shema and then we say V'hoyim Shemoya. Rabbi Shimon Kach had a kasha. Why? You should start with V'hoyim Shemoya and then say Shema. We'll have to understand what's behind this kasha. What's the teret? Kedeshi kabel level malchus shemayim tchila. You know why you say Shema V'hafta before you say V'hoyim Shemoya? So that you'll first makabel malchus shemayim. V'achan kach kabel level mitzvahs. To go in brachas davyud gimel amad aleph. Very dikkur gemara. Pele dikkur gemara. Zok the Meiri. Moshel le melech shenichlas le medina. Melech comes to the new country. Yotze bnei ha'ir likrosoi. The people of the city, the people of the medina come out to greet him. Omrelo goza leinu gzeiris. Meaning, set order up here, make laws and rules and gzeiris and fix up the seder in the city, you know, put up traffic lights and taxes and make a normal city, make a normal medina here. Omale, kiblu malchusai v'achach tiblu gzeirosai. First you have to become me as king, then I'll make gzeiris. If I'm not the king, what are the gzeiris worth? First I have to be king, then you'll get gzeiris. First, you have to have Kabbalah al Malchus Shemayim, and then you have Kabbalah al Mitzvahs. That means there's a space in time where a person has to have a relationship with Hashem before he starts doing mitzvahs. We know that the relationship gets built through the mitzvahs. But there's something that comes before that. If you're just doing mitzvahs without Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim, that's not building the relationship. I mean, it is in a certain extent. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do mitzvahs. They're not coming to promote Christianity. That's not what this is about. Chas v'chalil, you need both, and the next sefer, the next half of the sefer is only on that. You see? But first, priority, first, Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. What is that? Hayyimun pshuta. Imuna yichud kevish nema v'posuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'posuk arishon shel kriyas shema mechaber otanu l'mesiras nefesh. Bal tshuva, new bal tshuva comes into the yeshiva. The first thing you tell him is you have to repair the da'a. That's the first thing you tell him. You don't take him home for Shabbos, give him cholim, tell him about the mitzvahs, you know, Shabbos. No, you tell him first thing is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You ready? That's not how we do kiddush. Chabal. If they told me that, I would have left. And they first tell you all the last things, you know, then when you're in, they tell you, oh, by the way. Ha-posuk arin jol kriya shem ha-chamon utalim mesiris nefesh, ala adem lid mois bedaita, ki ilu eish gedoy leberis lefonov. That's what Lag BaOmer is for. Lag BaOmer is to use for this. You have to imagine, when you say Shema, there's a big fire burning in front of you. Evo muchan ikfotz letoicho. And he's ready to jump into the fire. That's what Hashem asked from him. Or if they'll fall to be over his imunah, he's ready to jump into the fire. He'll give up his life rather than deny imunah in Hashem. That love that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, we know that that's considered like you actually gave up your life for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just thinking about it. That this love is with everything, even my life. So Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, Shemashmo Sigi, Mesiris Nefesh Laman Hashem Yisbarach. Yeah, you have to listen to the Shira of the Rotet. There's so much missing from here without it. Yeseri Mizu, Bekiblu malchusa smuna hanocha yosoidis ki ein melech below am. There's another deep insight here. Without a nation, there's no king. You're the king of what? You know, when Shlomo Melech had the fight with the king of the demons, and he threw him out of Yerushalayim, what did he have left? He said he had his staff and his sandals. That's what he was left with. Shlomo Melech, who was the king of the world, was left with a staff and sandals. It says he ruled over his staff. In order to maintain his own integrity, his own understanding of who he was, not to lose who he really was, I'm a Melech. So he had no one to rule over. He ruled over his staff, it says. To maintain, because without that, I'm not a king. And he needed to maintain an understanding of who he was. As long as I don't know that I'm the nation of the king, there's going to be no malchus. I haven't been makabel his malchus. Until I really have internalized, Hashem needs me to be yochel. I haven't arrived at kabbalas malchus shemayim. V'mishal ha'shol, ma'ya tu'eles pakach? Sh'ayda kani kalosa shel ha'kodesh baruch hu. If you'll ask, what? Why do I need to know that I'm Hashem's kala? V'ki kol tachlis abriya tolubi. Ma'ya tzeli l'maisa, mikol ha'inyonim ha'guvui v'anizgobim alon. L'maisa, what comes out of all of this? These high, wonderful concepts you're talking about, Rabbi. L'maisa. Keitzad niten lememash dvorim elu. How do I apply this? How do I bring it into my life? It's very nice. It's very theoretical. But practically, you can't do what you're doing. Tshuvas dover hu. Ki ashayla zu betos yosoidim. Your question's wrong. At its fundamental, at its yosod. Hadu bein kabbalos ol malchus shemayim v'kabbalos ol mitzvahs nitashtet etzleinu. It's not clear, this distinction. Kaimas Belibani Agosha ki meinenu matzlichim lekaim bepoil es kol ha-mitzvahs ha-mutolos aleinu o imeinenu matzlichim lirchush es ha-mailes al-yoynes ha-reis lanu. We make a big mistake and think, if I'm not doing all the mitzvahs I'm supposed to do, and if I'm not achieving the levels I'm supposed to do, and if I'm not learning the way I'm supposed to learn, ois v'simenu she'ein aleinu o malchus shamayim, it's a simen that we don't have malchus shamayim. We don't have this relationship with Hashem because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's not true. It's not true. I'm trying to explain this. I don't have time to explain this. It's strong. Do you know what I'm talking about? You've experienced this, not theoretically. You feel you're just not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're not doing the mitzvahs properly. You're not davening properly. You're not learning properly. You're not making strides in your middle improvement, whatever. So you feel like, yeah, therefore my relationship with Hashem is ala panim. It must be, you know, if I really knew about it, I really cared about Hashem. Yeah. What's wrong with it? Why is that wrong? If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, why shouldn't you feel badly about it? You're out. You're messing up, kid. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with connecting Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim to Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs? Why aren't they Tolu Zeba Zeh? Shtei Mitzvahs Eilu Oimdeis Bifnei Atzma. These are two separate mitzvahs. Mitzvah Achas Matarosa La'ashrish Emes Zu Belibeinu Hashkem V'erim. V'aleinu Lachzor V'leshanu To Bekol Eis Mertzui. The first, your person has to ingrain, plant deeply into his heart, morning and night, and chazer it and go over it all the time. Mashmois mitzvah zu ki bishvili nivra ilo. Bishvili nivra ilo? Ani bnoi yechidi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's only child. Ani kolosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani tachli sabriya. I am the reason why Hashem created this whole. Wow. All of that. All for me. Ani yechid mamash vayin bo'ilem kamoini achal mishayish zimai breishis vadata. There never was and never will be another person in the world like me with my unique tafkid. Yesh li tafkid miyuchad she'af echad eni yochel lemale. No one else can do it. V'im chas v'chalile lo omele oto, if I chas v'chalile don't do what I have to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yochel yafsid es kol tachlis abriya. The entire purpose of this whole creation, Hashem's business, went bankrupt. Chas v'chalile. Because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. לכן הקדוש ברוך הוא יכול עומד ומקדיש ממני. השם stands and he says, please, I'm asking you nicely. תן דייתך שלא תקלקל ותחריב את סלומי. Please don't destroy my world. How do you destroy Hashem's world? We can destroy Hashem's world. You can blow up a million atom bombs, you can't destroy Hashem's world. How do you destroy Hashem's world? תן דייתך שלא תקלקל ותחריב את סלומי. How do you do that? With Hesed Chadas. He's telling you, תן דייתך. You know how you destroy Hashem's world? But not doing what you were supposed to do. Now the world, the purpose of the world, doesn't come to fruition. The world was a waste, it's destroyed. מחשבות אלו בכוחן למולז ליבי אישה ושמחה אין קץ ששחיתי למתנה הגרילה ונפלא ביסע קיימס בטבע. That first of all should give a person an enormous sense of simcha, of purpose, of joy, knowing what an enormous matana that he has, what an enormous been given. ואילו אין ידי סמיתי של קבלוס ומר שנאמר קיבלו מלכוסה כדי לדעת מי אני, in order to know who I am. תחיל עלינו להכיר שהקדוש ברוך הוא מלך. First you have to know that Hashem is מלך. להכיר ללב שמלך גוד הוא. Then you have to get clear how big he is. עלינו לחשוב בלב, למרות שלמעשה אינני מצליח לממש את הידיעה הללו. Person has to get clear, even though I'm not able to actualize this knowledge I have. מקומות כמו אין לדבר פוגע בה, ויולוס המלכו שמיים. In the world of קבולוס המלכו שמיים, I've got 100%. I wasn't able to actualize it, I wasn't able to do it. We'll get there. That's the problem, we have to deal with that. But it shouldn't take away any of the simcha of the fact that I'm holding by Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. Machshavos elu tistayena la'odim shelo yipul edai atzmus ha'makala kol chelke toive u'meridus adam el tohoimus chachet. These machshavos will help a person not to fall into sadness and depression and to mutter himself all sorts of avodas because ani misken v'mi tzarichoti and what does Hashem care? All those crazy thoughts. Yet okay, kashiyudi mekabel al atzmo malchus shemaim shleima, who may be native ki ubrei yichidus shel malchei melech hamalochim shemelech malchei melochim v'nei shel tafkid v'nisoyim yuchad b'chayev. When a person does this, he'll start recognizing that he's Hashem's only child. You have a yachid yichud with Hashem. You have this unique test and nisoyin and kalim. Who yochid ba'olama mamash. You mamash alone in your world. And that's why the Mesillas Yesharim says, ma'vasa ba'olama is in the singular. You know the starting point of the Mesillas Yesharim, the beginning of everything, person has to know, ma'vasa ba'olama, it's in the singular. What's ma'chiv in my world? It doesn't say in the world, in my world. Well, yedei machshavas eli yoichel kabel is kol yisuriv ba'avu. With that, you can kabel all the yisuriv in the world. Who may be native ke yisuriv boim letovoso. He knows yisuriv are coming for his good. Ve'im nimdodu bidyuk nimratzavure. If it's coming from Hashem, it must be exact. Yosef can't stay in prison 1 second longer than Magielo. No one can have yisuriv 1 second longer than Magielo. You can't get a dollar more than Magielocha. Ve'edei kach u'kayim es mayim achazal u'bekol mo'edecho. What does Chazal say, Pshat in Mechol Modech is? With all your possessions. Watch carefully what Chazal say. Bekol Mida u'mida shehu Moided l'cho. To play on the words of Moided. With every measure that Hashem measures you with, which means with all the misoinus that Hashem gives you, Hayem Moide lo b'moid Moid. And therefore, even though I'm not able to actualize and do what I'm supposed to be doing, That's a separate problem. There needs to be Kabbalah for mitzvahs. But it doesn't take away from the total kiyum of the Kabbalah for Malchus Shemayim, and that's how I live. If I'm starting the other way, like the Kasha, let's say Vahaya in Shemayim, then say Shema, then you're out. You should be depressed. You have every right to be depressed and go do whatever you want. Because you're never going to get the mitzvahs right. No matter how well you do them and how good you are and how perfect you are, you're always going to be lacking. You're always going to be chaser. You never get to a point where you don't need a Yom Kippur anymore. Everybody needs an Elul and a Rosh Hashanah and a Yom Kippur because we're not perfect. So how are you ever going to get to Kabbalah Samal Chush Shabbat? You're going to be miserable your whole life. You have to start with Kabbalah Samal Chush Shabbat. And to do that, you have to start with who you are. Go listen to that tape. Okay? Maybe cancel the Shia until everybody comes back and says they've listened to the Shia.
The title of the
shiur
again?
Das Inner Knowledge. D-A-A-S. Dalet Ein Taf.
Can you find this on YouTube?
I wouldn't recommend somebody use YouTube. You can get it on auravram.com.
Yes.
Auravram.
Where do you learn?
Here.
What's it called?
Auravram.
Auravram.com.
Oh, okay.
You go there.
Well, I went to it.
It's down, but it says audio sharing. Yeah, but you click on audio sharing and they're all there. The one link that's still open is audio sharing.
Okay.
And as soon as I can find time to do the script, the new site's ready to go up. I just haven't had a chance to do the text.
Yeah, I went, then I clicked on something and it said the site is down under temporary.
Correct. But if you go to audio sharing, you'll get in.
Okay.
Go to Rabbi Tetz and over there you'll find. Otherwise, it's on.
No, it's easy to find.
EasyToRemember.com or.
No, I've got it already, yeah. Because
or you can go to. It's not on TorahAnyDot.com this year. It's on EasyToRemember.com.
EasyToRemember.com?
Yeah. Not on.